Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you on this kind of a gray, wet fall day. I think it's exactly like it's supposed to be today. I don't think God messed this one up. I think he got it just right. I think he nailed it. 10 out of 10 for God. Amen. It's November 25th, Thanksgiving Eve. And it's episode 17 of our Gift of Gratitude series. Today, a couple special treats for you. We're going to hear some comments from the Trappist monk Thomas Merton on gratitude. Not very long, but it's worth every word. So let's pay attention to everything as they say, Father Lewis, as he was known in the monastery. Everything Thomas Merton can tell us is always good stuff, real food to chew on. And then we'll close with a Thanksgiving poem called Thanksgiving by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. But first, let's confirm our spiritual posture. We have the monks chanting in the background. They're ready. We have the cinnamon cider candle flaming from down below. It's ready. And we've got some tea today. Oh man, that is so smooth. That is cozy chamomile with a splash of milk. Wow. Very good. All right. Well, we'll begin today with a reading from Thomas Merton. It's Thomas Merton on gratitude with quotes from his book, Thoughts in Solitude, written in 1956. Thomas Merton is surely the most famous American monk, most prolific monk. His breakout publication was his autobiography called The Seven Story Mountain, which became a New York Times bestseller to the shock of everyone. And he lived in the Abbey of Gethsemane, just south of Bardstown, Kentucky. He died in 1968, in December, I believe, in 1968. But his writings are more popular than ever. And maybe we'll find out a little bit why today. We'll start with a quote and then go in to the reading. Quote from Thomas Merton. To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything He has given us. And He has given us everything. Again, to be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything He has given us. And He has given us everything. Merton says, gratitude is more than a mental exercise, more than a formula of words. We cannot be satisfied to make a mental note of things which God has done for us and then perfunctorily thank Him for favors received. To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything He has given us. And He has given us everything. Every breath we draw is a gift of His love. Every moment of existence is grace, for it brings with us immense graces from Him. Gratitude, therefore, takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awakening to new wonder and to praise of the goodness of God. For the grateful person knows that God is good, not by hearsay, but by experience. And that is what makes all the difference. Let's hear that reading again. Thomas Merton on gratitude. Gratitude is more than a mental exercise, more than a formula of words. We cannot be satisfied to make a mental note of things which God has done for us, and then perfunctorily thank Him for favors received. To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything He has given us, and He has given us everything. Every breath we draw is a gift of His love. Every moment of existence is grace, for it brings with us immense graces from Him. Gratitude, therefore, takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awakening to new wonder and to praise of the goodness of God. For the grateful person knows that God is good, not by hearsay, but by experience. And that is what makes all the difference. Amen. Some words to chew on from the great monk Thomas Merton on this Thanksgiving Eve. And now we turn to Ella Wheeler Wilcox and her poem called Thanksgiving. She was born in 1850 in Wisconsin, Johnson Center, Wisconsin. And she offers this for today. It's got a little length to it. Not a lot, but a little. So hang in there. It's worth every bit of it. Thanksgiving by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. We walk on starry fields of white and do not see the daisies. For blessings common in our sight, we rarely offer praises. We sigh for some supreme delight to crown our lives with splendor and quite ignore our daily store of pleasures, sweet and tender. Our cares are bold and push their way upon our thought and feeling. They hand about us all the day, our time from pleasure stealing. So unobtrusive, many a joy we pass by and forget it. But worry strives to own our lives and conquers if we let it. There's not a day in all the year but holds some hidden pleasure. And looking back, joys oft appear to brim the past's wide measure. But blessings are like friends, I hold, who love and labor near us. We ought to raise our notes of praise while living hearts can hear us. Full many a blessing wears the guise of worry or of trouble. Far-seeing is the soul, and wise who knows the mask is double. But he who has the faith and strength to thank his God for sorrow has found a joy without alloy to gladden every morrow. We ought to make the moments notes of happy, glad thanksgiving, the hours and days a silent phrase of music we are living. And so the theme should swell and grow as weeks and months pass o'er us and rise sublime at this good time, a grand Thanksgiving chorus. Thanksgiving by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. We walk on starry fields of white and do not see the daisies. For blessings common in our sight, we rarely offer praises. We sigh for some delight to crown our lives with splendor and quite ignore our daily store of pleasures, sweet and tender. Our cares are bold and push their way upon our thought and feeling. They hand about us all the day, our time from pleasure stealing. So unobtrusive, many a joy we pass by and forget it, but worry strives to own our lives and conquers if we let it. There's not a day in all the year but holds some hidden pleasure, and looking back, joys oft appear to brim the past's wide measure. But blessings are like friends I hold who love and labor near us. We ought to raise our notes of praise while living hearts can hear us. Full many a blessing wears the guise of worry or of trouble. Far-seeing is the soul and wise who knows the mask is double. But he who has the faith and strength to thank his God for sorrow has found a joy without alloy to gladden every morrow. We ought to make the moments notes of happy, glad thanksgiving, the hours and days a silent phrase of music we are living. And so the theme should swell and grow as weeks and months pass o'er us, and rise sublime at this good time, a grand Thanksgiving chorus. Amen. All right, what a wonderful day of contemplating gratitude. Don't forget, tonight is our Thanksgiving Eve Zoom call. The link to the call is attached to this very email, and feel free to join us in whatever way you'd like to. The shrinking violet in the corner, the non-video user who listens in, the active participant, the one who comes with great enthusiasm to share. Whatever it is, it all brings your spirit to us, and we're grateful for every bit of it. But if we don't see you tonight, we will see you again tomorrow, at least through this recording, on Thanksgiving Day. Until then, may your heart be grateful, may your actions be kind, and may your spirituality be filled with the wisdom of God. Amen.